I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. For the past several years, the week leading up to the Kentucky Derby has been a time when law enforcement and the medical community shine a light on the issue of human trafficking, a modern-day form of slavery in which adults and children are forced into sex or labor services. Human trafficking victims are often the most marginalized in society, victims of abuse and violence, runaways, refugees, immigrants, or those who are homeless. We're taking a closer look at the physical toll on human trafficking victims on this week's edition of Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine. Dr. Greg's guest this week is Eileen Levy, Executive Director of the Well of Lexington, a nonprofit agency that provides safe housing, recovery, support, education, and healing for women and children exploited by sex trafficking.
The Well of Lexington is a two-year holistic program that we have for sex trafficking victims here in the state of Kentucky. Mm-hmm. We started about 2016. It's a two-year process filled with different phases and a social enterprise and just different things to help the women along in their process for healing. Mm-hmm. And what a lot of people don't know is that sex trafficking is in Kentucky.
I think a lot of people maybe have the misapprehension that this is something in New York or L.A. or Miami, but don't realize that we have it right here in our community. Do you have an idea of what the incidence or scope of the problem is?
So the average age in Kentucky is around 13. The statistics are a little hard right now because getting the numbers and the women that identify, women and men, that identify as human trafficking victims, we're kind of rallying around that and we're partnering with government agencies to kind of find that. Because, you know, just up until maybe like 5 years ago, they were booked for prostitution and we had to take a couple steps back on saying, wait a minute, they're a victim of this. They've been sold at the age of five on up, or, you know, this is the life that they've always known. And so it's organizations that we partner with and the Well that kind of get them back out to society in a productive manner.
Is there more of an awareness now with Commonwealth's attorneys, county attorneys,
yeah,
and law enforcement agencies that these women are not perpetrators of crimes but are victims of crimes?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Not only that, it is something that in the state of Kentucky, there's different, with our opioid crisis, you know, it's a big chunk of it because when people don't have money to buy drugs, they do sell their children. But you're also looking at mafias here. You're looking at, you know, you've got the familiar, which is the most common form.
And what you mean by that is a family member or friend?
Yes.
That sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or supposed friend.
Yeah, and some of my women, that's what happened. Their families started, early as four, mm-hmm, as they remember. And, ritual work, there's plenty of things that the why. People always ask the why, like, why Kentucky, why? I mean, think about it. You got 120 counties. You can pick any one of them and hide a human being in it. Mm-hmm. We've got the Derby, which is a big pull, which they've got amazing organizations in Louisville that are kind of helping put the awareness piece on that. They've got Jefferson County Tractor Trailer Show that they bury maybe like 3 to 4 women every year after that. Mm. And it's just getting that awareness piece, not only for the public to kind of get out there and say, hey, there's something wrong. If you see something, say something. Mm-hmm. But then who do you call? You know, we ask that people, when they do see signs of trafficking, and I can kind of share with you what those look like.
Yes, please.
So if you see any of these signs, if you see somebody that's appearing malnourished, showing signs of physical injuries or abuse, avoiding eye contact, social interaction, and authority figures, law enforcement, seeming to adhere to scripted or rehearsed responses and social actions, appearing destitute, lacking personal possessions, and then, you're looking at physical poor health. A big one is tattoos, brandings, neck, lower back. So you see these things. And the thing that we're asking you to do is actually call the national hotline. Because as we said before, we're working on the statistics. We're working on the more that we can kind of get this on paper for people, the better that we can fight it. And I'm actually going to give you the National Human Trafficking Hotline, which is 1-888-373-7888. And that is on our website, which is thewelllexington.com. With that, what they'll do is call us, or they will call, we've got Natalie Sisters here. We work with different surrounding organizations, Women of the Well in Louisville. You've got the fabulous Bikita Foundation here, Women's Refuge here. It's just, we all have to work together. But again, it's putting those, going through that, you know, direct line of, okay, here's your stats, here's your age, because it's going to help us fight it in the future.
How long has The Well been a going concern? How long has it been around?
Since 2016. Mm-hmm. We actually are modeled after Thistle Farms in Nashville, and they've been around for about 20 years, and they have a 78% success rate of the women not going back to that life. Mm-hmm. And so we took that model, and we brought it to Kentucky, and we partnered with our local resources. So, you know, the first year I did a quantitative and qualitative analysis of our area to make sure that we weren't redoing, you know, resources that were already here.
Sure.
And making sure we can make the most of the money that we do have. You know, we run on about $136,000 a year, which is, you know, piddly-dee when you look at the big nonprofits here.
That brings up a point, Eileen, is if people do want to help out, there are ways they can donate to The Well. They can go to your website. Mm-hmm. There are opportunities to help.
Absolutely. We run on grants. We actually have a golf outing coming up June 3rd. Please go to our website, thewelllexington.com. We would love to have people play. Any type of donations, again, as you heard, it's $136,000 budget, so it goes back to the women. Mm-hmm. We have a house right now. There's 4 women in the home and 2 outside of the home. I would love to either purchase another home because as of this morning, I've had 2 calls on getting women into the program, and I've had to, you know, kind of wiggle and call different organizations outside of Kentucky to see if they could fit the women in.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. What percentage of women who come to The Well are self-referrals versus perhaps you get a call from a detective or a prosecutor or some other interested party who wants to get that woman into The Well?
So what we do is we use, our referral sources is the jail a lot of times. And then we've got our 2 detectives here, Ricky Lynn and Detective Seth Frazier, that we'll get calls from. And we have referring agencies. You know, we do work with Natalie Sisters or Chrysalis House or The Nest or Greenhouse 17. Anybody that, you know, I put the bug out there to be like, hey, if you see these signs and you kind of know. Because it's a really, really intense healing. I mean, think about it. You're dealing with the trauma of not only being sexually exploited, it's the mental that you were an owned human being. I mean, I saw my first barcode tattoo about 8 months ago, and I mean, just like the shiver went through you to be like, wow, okay, this is 2019. I did not think, okay. And it's $133 billion industry, and that's why people do it. It's easier to sell people than drugs at this point. It's second behind the drug trade in sales, but it's actually, I mean, I'm sure it's surpassed at this point.
Because of all the people we don't even know about yet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, and it's just reusable commodities. I sell you a drug once, you're going to use it, and you're done, right? I sell you a little girl or a little boy, you can come back tomorrow and buy them again and again and again. Mm-hmm. You make a ton of money. You can make like $1 million off one woman if you do it strategically. Mm-hmm. And that's what the traffickers do, unfortunately. And traffickers look... This is the part that a lot of people... It kind of blows their mind on, because you want to be like, who do I look out for? They look like everybody. It is male, female, every gender, every race, you know, every ethnicity. It's hard to pinpoint. And so that's why when we say these signs, just look for these potential survivors, you know, out in the world so we can help them.
I know just traveling along interstate highways, oftentimes I see in restrooms, billboards, posters, things like that, advising people of some signs to look out for. Is there anything we haven't covered that you would want our listeners to know about?
This is a part of society that I think people, maybe they know exists, but when they do, they can't look away. Like, after hearing this, I don't want to scare people into saying, you know, this is it, because it is. It's a dark subject. But now that you hear this, it's time to act. This is Kentucky. This is local. This is our state. We have a shot of, if we educate and put that awareness out there, that the traffickers will not be here. I mean, let's fingers crossed that this ends like everywhere in the world. But if we can, this is a local issue. If I can just zone it in here and start here, like, this is in your backyard, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. It's time to clean it up. And we actually have the power to do that. So I ask, you know, we've got board positions open. I have committee positions open. We're dying for a volunteer coordinator at the moment. You know, it's just, it's getting the awareness piece out there along with where do you act. And again, visit our website and reach out to us. The website is www.thewelllexington.com. And make sure to follow us on Facebook. That's the most up-to-date information that I do kind of put out there. So, but thank you, and thank you so, so much for having me.
My thanks today to Eileen Levy, Executive Director of the Well of Lexington, a residential program aiding sex trafficking victims. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org. And for information on becoming an underwriter, contact Gail Bennett at 257-7049.